The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed yesterday just above 16,000 for the first time ever.
Optimism around the Senate Banking Committee's approval of Janet Yellen's nomination as the Federal Reserve Chair, as some positive jobless reports, they both got some of the credit for the record high. Joining us now to talk about this is Robin Farzad. He covers Wall Street for Bloomberg Businessweek. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hello, Cheesehead.
So, well, this is not cheesy news. 16,000. I wonder, is this milestone just kind of a psychological boost for Wall Street people, or is this really a big deal?
It's not really a big deal for the broader investing populace, which has largely missed out if you look at the big numbers over the past bull run of the 4 years. This is a period with which investors withdrawn a record $400 billion from stock funds, and they're only now piling back into the market in true buy high, sell low fashion.
So it's a big number for Wall Street, but doesn't make that much difference for the populace at large. How far detached are those two things from each other, the number on the Dow and what the rest of us experience in our daily economic lives?
Well, the last time we really saw the two marry, for better or for worse, was in the housing boom, where Wall Street was churning out mortgage-related securities, and Main Street was enjoying this epic boom in housing prices, and we know how that ended up. And the last time we saw it before that was the dot-com bubble, when everybody was talking about the market, and it was fodder for cocktail parties and salons. And if you watch The Sopranos, Carmela Soprano said she wanted to, that she watched CNBC. There's nothing like that for the past 13 years, and yet we get this jarring number yesterday that we've seen this year, the biggest inflow into stock funds since the year 2000.
Well, as you say, the last time the market was high and Main Street did well, it was a bubble. Is a big number on like this on the Dow in and of itself a bubble? Or is this something that's going to burst, say, if the Federal Reserve stops goosing the economy?
That's the $3.5 trillion today right now. I'm saying that because that's the amount of stimulus that the Fed has thrown at this economic crisis for the past 4 or 5 years. Let's not forget that interest rates have been at zero, rock bottom levels, since December of 2008. And then the Federal Reserve followed that up with quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3, effectively throwing conjured money at the situation. And if you plot those numbers against one another, the S&P 500 and Dow versus the size of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, they track pretty closely.
And I had mentioned the nomination of Janet Yellen as the Federal Reserve Chair, moving along, Federal Reserve playing a role in the economic performance here. How big a deal is it? Who is at the top? Who's the boss at the Fed?
It's seen as a continuation. Janet Yellen is not a greenhorn to the Fed. I mean, after all, she was vice chairman. She's been very on the record as being simpatico with the Bernanke consensus of the past 4 or 5 years, which within the Fed is even controversial. You have renegade Fed governors who, if one of those guys, for example, the Richmond Fed president where I am, is much more of an iconoclast. Had he been appointed somehow, or had Mitt Romney won and appointed, I believe it was a professor at Stanford who was much more hawkish in terms of interest rates, then you could see the stock and bond markets take a hit.
Okay, and the Fed always has to balance their famous conundrum is our main job to keep inflation low or to keep unemployment low, and balancing those two things against each other. Do you see any kind of change in priority there in coming months?
Well, because they've taken on such experimental campaigns, again, $3.5 trillion of quantitative easing, that they might have to change their bogey, because the stock market has detached really from unemployment rate. Maybe in the past they would track more closely, but the stock market has had far bigger gains at the same time that unemployment has been chronically high and the economy's been growing rather tepidly coming out of an economic crisis of this size, where you would expect a bigger bounce back. So if you see another asset bubble, if you see junk bonds take off, you see real estate in certain markets taking off again, the Fed is going to be criticized in hindsight if it didn't do something to pop that bubble before we have to deal with the problem, say, 10 years from now.
If the Dow has become so unmoored from daily economic life in some ways, are there other indicators that you like to watch that give us a better taste of what life is like, the economic life outside of Wall Street?
Somebody should really look at the use of food stamps in this country, which is still at a record, in spite of the fact that the financial meltdown occurred between the end of 2008 and the beginning of 2009. So yes, Wall Street has reconstituted itself. Housing is back in certain markets, but this is very much a story of how the other half lives. Still, if you go out and seek out economic pain indicators, there are people out there who have experience. There are kids out of college who have degrees that can't get jobs. You have a record number of 22-year-olds living with their parents. So don't pay too much attention to the Dow. It's one thing that should be considered almost in isolation.
So one indicator that maybe was a goose for the Dow was some better unemployment numbers this week. Not awesome still. I guess that's the same storyline we've been seeing for weeks and even months. Are there things you're looking at that show any kind of overall bigger growth in employment?
There was a better than expected payroll number that we got most recently, but it's nothing on the order of the hundreds of thousands of jobs sustainably we'd have to create every month to bring this unemployment rate back down to the 5% territory, which, after all, they used to call the natural rate of unemployment. But we haven't heard that now for 5 or 6 years, just to underscore how deep this recession has been.
All right, Robin, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. I love Wisconsin.
Oh, great. Well, stop on by and see us sometime. That's Robin Farzad. He covers Wall Street for Bloomberg Businessweek.